the late 1700s, a French expedition of around 300 men left an outpost in Kansas and headed west for the Rocky Mountains. They searched for gold along the Platte River and then around Cripple Creek, but ended up near what is today Summitville. The French expedition made camp east of Wolf Creek Pass, and then ended up prospecting down the many creeks flowing down the San Juan Mountains on the west side of the San Luis Valley. In one of those stream bottoms, the French party struck the mother lode at the base of what they began to call Treasure Mountain. The gold was cached away in three different places on Treasure Mountain, and a chart was made of the three locations. However, only the top officers of the expedition knew the location of all three caches, and only the commanding officer was allowed to see and carry the chart. Some have guessed that the total cache of gold would be worth some $33 million in today's currency. When the French first arrived in the San Juan Mountains, the native Ute tribe seemed friendly, and everybody got along. Over time, the relationship changed. Maybe the Utes were upset at the fact that the French party was taking gold out of the mountains where they lived. And maybe it was that the Utes still had hard feelings about being enslaved by other groups of Europeans in the area. Nobody knows for sure. But either way, the Utes attacked the French expedition as the expedition was leaving with some of the gold, heading back for the outpost in Kansas. During the battle, what gold the French carried was reburied, and another map was hastily made during the battle. Very few of the French survived. Only 35 out of the original 300 survived the original attack. However, once the party got to the front range, they were attacked again by Indians. This time, only 5 survived. Of those 5, 3 died of starvation before they ever made it to the outpost in Kansas. And it is thought that the other 2 probably only survived by eating the other 3. The 2 surviving Frenchmen arrived at the Kansas outpost, but 1 died of exhaustion shortly after arriving. The group historian, a man named LeBlanc, was the only survivor of the entire expedition. After some time recovering at the Kansas outpost, LeBlanc recovered, and he returned to France. With him, he took 2 copies of the map of the gold that was cached at Treasure Mountain. It is said that he gave one of these maps to the French government, and that he kept the other for himself. Some years later, LeBlanc mounted another expedition to the mighty San Juans with the hope of recovering the gold at Treasure Mountain. This expedition, however, really did not end any better than the first. The second expedition had about 50 men, and they picked up a guide in Taos to take them to the Summitville area. The story goes, the expedition wandered around the San Juans for 3 years, but they could find no signs of the hidden gold. One day, the guide showed up in Taos, alone, claiming that the entire party was killed when Indians attacked. Sounds pretty similar, right? The good people of Taos became suspicious of the guide, and he was arrested and tried for murder. Now some say the guide was paid a large amount of money to take the tale of the massacre back to Taos, and that the French actually did find gold, and that they returned to France under the radar. There are claims, however, that the remains of the party was found later by fur trappers passing through the area. So who knows, maybe somewhere near the present-day Summitville mine, there is $33 million worth of gold hidden somewhere in the mountains. And maybe it is a wild goose chase. However, one family believes that they know where one of those caches of gold really is. A guy by the last name of Ortiz was stumbling around the mountains hunting elk near Del Norte in the fall of 1993. He was wandering around on an overcast morning when it started to rain. And it started to rain hard. Mr. Ortiz set out to find some cover and stopped at a small cave he discovered at the base of a cliff. He crawled inside the cave and discovered it was actually much bigger than he had originally thought. Mr. Ortiz whipped out his flashlight and decided to poke around the cave while he waited out the storm. Back into the cave a little ways, Ortiz discovered that the roof of the cave had fallen in, blocking the rest of the passageway. But on the wall, he saw something familiar, and it made his heart race. Now, Mr. Ortiz had married a woman who claimed to be the direct descendant of a Frenchman named LeBlanc, and her brother had once shown him what he claimed to be a map of a long-lost French treasure. Ortiz originally didn't think much of it, but now he was looking at a symbol carved into the wall of the cave that matched the symbol he remembered from his brother-in-law's map. Suddenly, the rain and elk didn't seem so important, and Mr. Ortiz rushed home to get the rest of his family. As quickly as they could, the family headed back to the mountain cave, armed with shovels and picks to clear the crashed-in ceiling. The family spent the rest of the day digging in the cave, and with enough help and the lust for gold driving them, they soon cleared the down ceiling, just to discover that there was a large boulder blocking the cave that had obviously been put there on purpose. Mr. Ortiz had started to set up some candles so that the people digging weren't wearing out the batteries in their flashlights when something weird happened. As soon as Mr. Ortiz leaned down to light the candle closest to the mouth of the cave, the candle at the other side of the cave, the candle deepest into the mountain, flared up by itself. Ortiz went to inspect the candle that seemed to light itself, but when he reached the end of the tunnel, a large rattlesnake leapt out at him and caused him to stumble back to the mouth of the cave. Then, a swarm of bats burst out of the cave, chirping and diving towards Ortiz. He retreated a little way back from the cave, and the bats scattered into the night. The group, a little shook up about the events that had just ensued, decided to go back into the cave. As they entered, the rest of the candles lit on their own, and from out of the ceiling, seemingly out of nowhere, a giant owl flew down and chased the group out of the cave. The family has yet to remove the boulder to discover if there really is gold in the cave. They own the treasure rights through the state of Colorado, but they have decided not to tempt their fate. Some people have said that the events were just coincidental, and that Mr. Ortiz and his family are exaggerating what exactly happened that night. However, some people say that re-entering the cave would indeed be foolish, that the cave was discovered by the Utes that massacred the LeBlanc party, and that they put a curse on the hidden gold. The gold that the LeBlanc party discovered may someday be unearthed. And yet again, the treasure may not even exist. It could be the stuff of fairy tales. But until somebody finds something, or something is discovered, we may never know for sure.